It's the Cab Chat Show with Super Cabby. He's a right cool blimey geezer.
Welcome to another stonking edition of the Cab Chat Radio Show. Coming up in this week's show, I'm going to be talking about my experience with Specsavers. Also, the last call for those of you that want tickets for the Hack Shack Dinner and Dance in February. We got a piece from Dow with her diaries. Drum Slayer's here this week, of course, as he is every single week. And a lot more than that coming up after this.
Listeners, because we think we are great. So if you like our station, then please go tell a mate. If you can get some other pal to tune into our show, we promise we will have a day with ginger nuts and cocoa.
Oh, I do love ginger nuts.
Cab Chat Radio Show is brought to you in association with Plan Insurance, who you can call on 0800 542 2869 or find them on the web at planinsurance.co.uk/cabchat.
So those of you that know me and those of you that listen to the show regularly will know that for the last year, I've started wearing glasses for driving and for reading. Yeah, apparently it's an age thing, so I'm told. So, I've had my eyes tested just over a year ago, and it was decided that I needed glasses, not a very strong prescription, just to sharpen things up a bit, for driving. And also, it was decided that I needed glasses for reading as well. I was asked whether I wanted varifocals, and because I'd never worn glasses before, I was a little bit reluctant to try varifocals to start with. So I just opted for a pair of reading glasses and a pair of ordinary glasses, and for vision, for driving. So I got them. I was quite happy with them. Later on, I went back to where I had my eyes tested, which was actually Boots the Opticians, and decided to, because they had an offer on where you could buy any subsequent pairs for half price, I decided to get a pair of prescription sunglasses, Ray-Bans, and I got them really, really cheap, actually, because they had them on sale, and then I got them half price off the sale price. So I had a right result there. But what I was noticing was, trying to use the apps, which, I don't really use anymore, but trying to use the apps, or when I stopped anywhere, I was swapping glasses to read the phone, or to swapping glasses back over again to start driving again. My wife popped in the Specsavers, so I decided to try a pair of varifocals, which I ordered a pair from Specsavers. Got them. I've never really been that happy with them, to be honest with you. I do wear them, but I've never been overly impressed with them. The other problem I've got with them is when I've got the heater on in the cab, they tend to steam up. So the other week we was in Maidstone just by Specsavers, so popped in there and asked the question about the glasses, why they kept steaming up. They told me that they were sitting quite close to my cheek, which meant there wasn't a lot of airflow going around them, which was causing them to mist up when I had the heater on in the cab. So I was advised to buy a pair of glasses that with a slightly smaller frame, slightly smaller lens size, that would allow more airflow to go round. Specsavers are doing these new Superdrive varifocals that they're shouting about, screaming about. Apparently they're supposed to be absolutely fantastic. So I decided to take the plunge and buy a pair of their new Superdrive varifocals. The other problem I'm having is when I get out of the cab and into the sunlight outside, the sunlight seems to really affect me these days. So I wanted a pair of varifocals with reactions on them so that they tinted down to stop the glare from the sun when I got out of the cab. But the other problem you have is if you've got reactions on a pair of glasses, inside the taxi they don't work. So I decided to, because Specsavers were doing a 2-for-1 deal, I decided to order a second pair with sunglasses with varifocals. Again, the Superdrive varifocal lenses that are supposed to be absolutely fantastic. And so I ordered the pair, the two pairs, and the total cost come to £416, which was a little more than I wanted to spend. But because the Superdrive lenses are supposed to be absolutely fantastic, I thought, well, you know, it's what I do, I drive, so, you know, I need them. So it's something that I shouldn't really skimp on. So I had to wait 2 weeks to collect them, which was a little bit longer than normal. And so I went to collect them on Wednesday of last week. They were fine during the daytime, and when I started driving during the evening, I was noticing that every single car that came towards me with their headlights on, I was getting blue dots in front of my eyes and blue flashes across the lenses. So I phoned Specsavers in Mason and said, you know, is it normal with these Superdrive lenses to be getting blue dots and blue flashes? And they said, oh, no, take them off. And I said, well, it's a little bit difficult, seeing as, you know, it's the only pair of glasses I've got with me. So that means I'm going to lose a night's earnings and I'm going to have to go home, which is what I did. I decided to get up early the following day and go back in there. I was quite astounded by their attitude. Now, they wasn't rude, and I must stress this, they wasn't rude at all. But these new Superdrive lenses are supposed to be really, really good, and they're really expensive as well. You know, you pay £190 extra for these lenses, so they should be really good. So the dispensing optician said to me, what sort of problems are you having? So I explained to her that when cars come towards me, or when a bright street lamp, I'm getting blue dots and blue flashes in front of my eyes across the lenses of these glasses. So she said, it must be that your eyes are not tolerating the smart coating. So I said, well, with respect to my eyes, shouldn't have to tolerate anything. And I said, what is this smart coating supposed to do? She said, well, it's supposed to filter out bright lights and the blue light from LED headlights and reduce glare. And I said, well, it's not very smart then, is it? Because it's actually doing the exact opposite to what it's supposed to be doing. So she said, oh, well, that's not a problem. What we can do for you is we can change these back to standard varifocals. Now, bearing in mind, standard varifocals are quite cheap. And these were, £190 extra. So she said, we'll change them back to standard varifocals for you, free of charge. Oh. I said, oh, right. So that's all you're prepared to do then? She said, yeah, that's all we can do is change them back to standard varifocals. Now, I wasn't offered any sort of upgrade on these standard varifocals. Like, there's about 4 other grades of varifocals that they offer. It was just the standard varifocals. So I said, well, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm not prepared to accept that. I said, because the only reason I came in to buy them was because of the Superdrive lenses, I said, and I'm not prepared to sacrifice that for standard varifocals, which is not what I came in for in the first place, so I'll have a refund, please. And she said, well, I'll have to go and speak to the manager about that. I said, well, I don't really care who you need to speak to about it. I am demanding a refund. Oh, well, I'll have to speak to the manager and see what she says, see if she agrees to it. And I said, well, you better go off and do what you've got to do, because these glasses are bloody dangerous. And as soon as I said these are dangerous, and I did say it in a little bit of a raised tone, they couldn't get rid of me out of the shop quick enough, which I was quite amazed about, really. The manager appeared, rushed me over to the till, asked for the card that I paid on, and refunded the money forthwith. Which I found quite strange, really. You know, there wasn't any offer of any compromise or anything like that. It was just the standard, or, you know, where you'll have to suffer what you've got. Subsequently, I've done a bit of research on the internet regarding opticians, and apparently a customer satisfaction survey of high street opticians, Boots, Specsavers and Vision Express all came out as being the worst, with the independent opticians coming out as being the favourite with regard to the customer, although a little more expensive. Surprisingly, Asda and Costco came out as being quite good as well, and offering a far superior product for a lot cheaper price. So if you are considering getting a new pair of glasses, and you do wear varifocals, and you're considering Specsavers new Superdrive varifocal lenses, I would avoid them like the plague. Also, don't be taken in by Specsavers designer frames, because apparently they're not designer frames. They're just Specsavers frames with designer names printed on the side under license. We're going to go over to our Dow for her diaries this week, and I'll be back after this.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Dow's Diaries. Hope you've all been really well and been really busy at this time of year. Hasn't the year gone really quick? I don't talk doom and gloom, there's enough of that around. I believe in looking at the positives. And so I'd like to share with you a couple of good job customers in finance and shipping companies. They have told me that they have told all their staff that they will pay for their taxis home as long as it's a black taxi, as they want them to get home safely. Isn't that fantastic? My friend who's a hairdresser was also told a similar thing by her customer who works in a big firm in the city. So people are wisening up and sticking with us. That's great news. So, while on the subject of work, my good job and bad job this week was... My bad job was, well, there's no such thing as a bad job, really. But anyway, I picked up a guy on the corner of Liverpool Street, and he said, "Liverpool Street Station, please." I said, "It's literally just there." And he says, "He knows, but can I take him, please?" So, he was a bit drunk and tired, and so I took him. It was only £3.80. He gave me a fiver. I was a bit drunk and that, but he waited for his £1.20 change. But you've got to laugh. That's what we're here for. Doesn't matter. Every job adds up. All adds up. So he just couldn't walk that last little bit. So that's what we're here for, to help them out. Apart from this, I picked up a girl from Piccadilly going to Fenchurch Street Station. The fare was 30 quid. She tried Apple Pay on her mobile, and I said, "My machine don't do Apple Pay." She couldn't find her card anywhere, and she said everyone was asleep at home because I said she could get someone to transfer the money by online payments. Then the cabbie behind me, because I was sitting there for quite a while, kindly came up to me and he said what the problem was, and I said my machine don't take Apple Pay. So he said his one does, so he asked her to go into his cab, and he took the 30 quid on his Apple Pay machine, and then he gave me the £30 cash. I gave him 2 quid back to cover the commission. So wasn't that really, really nice of him? So I'd like to thank him very much for that. And then suddenly she found her card in her pocket. Oh. But you know, these things happen. Need patience of a saint in this job. Anyway, I had a good job to Croydon from the West End, but he left his bag in my cab, and I didn't realize. I always turn over my shoulder, but I didn't see it, but my next customer pointed it out to me. So anyway, he got out and off he went. So it was no address. He literally just got out on the street. So I couldn't knock on the door and give it back to him. So I looked in the bag, and there was nothing of great value, just a load of papers and documents and everything. So I'd done my little bit of investigative work and rang up a couple of companies the next day and gave them a few names on the documents. And then I found a bank letter with his name on it and an address. And I rang up the company and I said, does he work for you? She said, yes. So I said, can you give him my number? He's left his bag in my cab, because I didn't want to drive all the way back to Croydon and knock on the door. No. So he rang me and then I met him in the West End and returned his bag, and he was so grateful. He gave me 20 quid and he was really grateful for that. He even texted me afterwards and said, Merry Christmas and we are the best. So isn't that great news? So now on to something very exciting and the highlight of my year, and a good bit of taxi PR too. I got chosen to go on The One Show as the secret quizmaster. Yep, you can watch it on BBC iPlayer, Catch Up. It's the one with Andy Murray in it, dated the 27th of November 2019. It was such good fun. I loved it, and so did the passengers. They, when they found out it was, they were in the secret quiz, they were great, great fun to do that. And the team were fantastic to work with too. So do look out for that and watch it. I've even put it on my own YouTube channel. If you look up Dale Forward, you will see The One Show video there as well. Even behind the scenes footage of that as well. So that would be great, great fun. And so apart from that, another good bit of news was we also, Dow and Dolly, took part in the new song, single out called Good Old Fashioned Christmas by the Jukebox Party Band. We were starring in the video for that around the Green Shelter in Russell Square. That's a great song by Joe and John, so do check it out. You can buy it on iTunes and other platforms like that. Again, I also YouTubed the behind the scenes of that videoing of the new single. You can also see that on my YouTube channel. So do check it out and like and subscribe and share it. And that was it really. So that's enough of work stuff there. I've got so much to talk about as I've not been around for a few weeks. So onwards and upwards and outwards to us all. Have a lovely Christmas day. And if you fancy a vegan Christmas dinner, do pop into Holland & Barrett. They do a fantastic tofurkey roast with stuffing. So delicious and much healthier for you. They have a massive selection of vegan goodies too, like cakes and Christmas pudding, and even pigs in blankets, which are not actually pigs. They are all plant-based and they're in the freezer section too. Whilst on this subject of food, I was so pleased the amount of cabbies old and new have come up and said hello to me, and that they're now switched to a plant-based diet. One of my friends, who's now retired, aged 73, rang me the other day and he's been diagnosed with diabetes type 2, and he said he's now gone fully vegan. And he feels so much better for it. And he even found a vegan steak and kidney pie the other day from Lidl, and he loved it. And Morrison's and Aldi, as well as Tesco's and all the other supermarkets and Sainsbury's, do a lot of vegan meat alternatives too, and the milk alternatives, and big selection of cheeses as well in Holland and Barrett and Sainsbury's. So you won't miss out on anything and you'll be a lot healthier. So, Peace on Your Plate This Christmas, that's also a new song out, you can buy on iTunes. I filmed this guy singing it on my YouTube channel as well, on Vegan Camp Out, so do check out my channel. And if you want to go vegan, do go online and check out Peter offering a fantastic free vegan starter kit. So just type in Peter, vegan starter kit. It's full of goodies and recipes, and also check out online Veganuary and Challenge 22, who give you lots of free tips and support in going vegan, switching to a plant-based diet. So now I will definitely love you and leave you. Remember, my new motto is up and out and don't mess about. Make the most of it and enjoy the ride. Chat to your customers and get out for a brisk walk in one of our fantastic parks. It makes our day a lot happier. All the best for Christmas and the new year 2020. Love, Dow and Dolly. See you soon. Bye.
Almost 1 million people have listened to our show, and now thanks to our podcast, even more will know. Super Cab is our savior, his talent is a gift, his ego is downloadable, but you need extra bandwidth.
The Cab Chat Radio Show is brought to you in association with planinsurance.co.uk/cabchat.
Thanks for that, Dal. That was great, as always. Don't forget that CabVision are still offering a free CabPay card reader for people that have contributed towards UTAG. Now, if you want to know more about CabPay, you can do so by going to cabpay.uk. Their charges are 1.99% plus 10p per transaction. And you can have the whole kit fitted for £299. That's the printer, the equipment in the back, the whole lot for £299, which is a really good deal. If you've already got like a PayPal system fitted or a Cab App system fitted and you want to change, you're not happy, then all you need is the card reader, which you can get free of charge from CabVision. Which is a really, really good deal. I've been using it now for a couple of weeks, and I've got to say that I find the app to be the simplest and the quickest to use in all terms of the word. It's far, far quicker than the PayPal app, which I find is very clunky, very slow. And the customers get really confused with PayPal because it asks for a tip. If they want to give a tip and ask in percentages, and people get really confused with that. It's much easier if it just asks how much of a tip do you want to add, and you know, like Cab App and Cab Pay do, and the customer deals with that quite easily. So it's probably the easiest one to use and the quickest one to use. So you'd be absolutely mad if you don't sign up for one and go for it. And even if you're just using it as a backup, you'd be mad not to take advantage of the offer that Lee DeCostra has made to everybody. We're going to go over to our Drum Slayer. I'll be back after that with a bit of a message about the Hack Shack Dinner and Dance, which is taking place on Saturday the 8th of February 2020. Over to you, Drum Slayer.
Here's Drum Slayer.
Cheers, Jamie. Hello, one and all. Drum Slayer's back, and we're still in Europe. Bit more of that later. Well, it's been a bit slow of late. October, school half term. You know what I've started doing? Never done it before in my career. I've started Googling the train arrivals. So if I'm on my way to a station, I quick Google up when the arrivals are, so I can see if it's worth it or not. But even more importantly, you can see the delays, so you can suss out whether actually it's worth a while or not, especially if there's major delays in stations. One station that was strange was Marylebone. I went on the rank on one of the feeds and I could see there were four trains coming in fairly quick succession, and you know what? Not one punter came to the cab rank. Now, I'm not saying that private hire were picking them up. I just hardly saw anybody. I saw hardly anybody leave the station. So goodness knows what they do when they get to Marylebone, because there's no tube line to go to, is there? So that's one I might be avoiding in the future, but all the rest seem to be quite accurate. But despite the slowness, I've had jobs going south, which we didn't get for a while. I've done three Peckhams, two Brixtons, and I've actually had jobs while I'm there. Twice in Peckham, once in Brixton. I've had jobs taking me to a different destination. They certainly didn't bring me back in, but they kept me working. The closest to bringing me back in, I want to tell you about. I did this street job from Marylebone Station, and they wanted the best Western Peckham Road. Lovely couple, paid by card. I won't hold that against them. But coming back, I got offered a job straight away on the radio. Just down the road on the right, Camberwell Arts College. I couldn't believe it. I think this only happened to me once before in my whole career. Anyway, this young lady wants to go to Englefield Road, which can't be bad, can it? I suppose that's as good as back in. But she had a strange request. As I'm making my way north, she says, "Driver, do me a favour, please don't go through the Rotherhithe Tunnel." I said to her, why would I do that? And she said, "Well, I've take a lot of private hire and they always seem for some reason to go Rotherhithe Tunnel." And I said, "And have any of the cabs you take ever gone that way?" And she said, "No, they haven't." Out of interest, I had a quick look on Google Maps. From where we were, or where we left, I should say, it took you over Tower Bridge. It took you over Blackfriars Bridge, you know, variation of routes. But nowhere did it get anywhere near Rotherhithe Tunnel. I mean, she told me one private hire driver had a couple of sat-navs going at the same time. But he still seemed to, maybe Rotherhithe Tunnel was going between the routes. He was being advised to go. The good thing about doing these jobs south again is we're being dispersed. And it's so important. We can't all be in town, because if we're all in town, we're going to be waiting longer for jobs. So when you get offered a job that you don't particularly fancy and it is going south, please take it. If not for your sake, for the trade's sake. Now to the information board. Anybody had a job lately to the Premier Inn, Angel Islington? Well, I picked an elderly couple from King's Cross, and that's where they wanted to go. And I was racking my brains. You know where it is? Parkfield Street. So you go as if you was going to the Business Design Centre, go into Berners Road. Obviously on your right is the Business Design Centre and the Hilton. But to the, if you keep going and you follow it round, basically to a dead end, there's a tiny little entrance of a Premier Inn. And there it is. Another little bit of information you'd be welcome to hear. More than welcome. Winter Wonderland. Yes, it's nearly that time of the year again. We'll be at Hyde Park, usual venue. I presume the taxi ranks will be in the usual places. 21st of November to the 5th of January. As you all know, this job is so fascinating with some of the people we meet. And I met my first ever Saudi Arabian alcoholic. It's quite a short journey from the bottom of Warwick Road to Warren House on the left, just past Tesco's, where many Arabs reside. Well, this fella told me that he loves boozing, and in his country it's quite difficult to do, but he has to manage best he can do because he happens to be an alcoholic. And I said, "Wow, so where do you get your booze from?" And he said to me, "A bottle of beer, one bottle of beer in Saudi on the black market cost him 20 quid. A bottle of Black Label, which I believe is Scotch, costs him £35. So me being curious, I inquired to this gentleman, "Do you have prostitution in Saudi Arabia?" He said, "Well, it is frowned upon, but you can find it on the internet." I said, "I presume it's Western women in Saudi." He said, no, Saudi women. But it's all very covert and hush-hush. He said, "Most men from Saudi who are looking for birds and booze tend to fly to Dubai or Bahrain. It's just about an hour's flight. And that type of thing is far more accessible in those locations." So, speaking of low life, I shall now resume where I started this broadcast, Brexit. As you all will know, on December the 12th, we have an election, which unfortunately will be a quasi-referendum. I, like most cabbies, happen to be a Brexiteer. So you'd think if I had to choose between the two major parties, Conservative and Labour, I would presumably vote Conservative. but I am unable to do that. I cannot forgive the Tories, especially Boris Johnson. Remember him calling us Luddites at City Hall on 15th of September 2015? I can't forgive any of them for how they've tried to kill our trade-off over the last 6 years. Now, my MP is West Streeting, Ilford North. Now, I say I've never voted Labour in my life, but I've voted for West Streeting twice on the last two elections. He's a great local constituency MP, very, very conscientious man, and he has tried his best for the trade, even though, unfortunately, our dilemma didn't make the recent Queen's speech. Although, next election, December the 12th, I probably won't be able to vote for Wes because his boss, Jeremy Corbyn, has become so erratic and such a liability that I just can't do that either. So that leaves the Brexit Party. Well, if the Brexit Party field a candidate in my constituency, Ilford North, I will vote for them. If not, I will either spoil my ballot paper or abstain. Obviously, this is my own personal choice, and I certainly wouldn't tell anybody how to vote. But if you are thinking of voting Conservative, just think of these three past incidents. One, how shoddily Boris Johnson treated the London Fire Brigade, shutting down many fire stations, only for number two, Grenfell, for the authorities to scapegoat the fire brigade and neglect the welfare of people unfortunate to live in social housing in Britain's richest borough. Then there's the Windrush scandal, where British citizens who'd given the best part of their lives to the benefit and prosperity of this country were treated like illegal immigrants. In actual fact, they weren't treated that well. Some were deported, some were made sick of worry because they did not have the correct paperwork, no fault of their own. And you all may remember a couple of weeks ago, 39 Vietnamese perishing in a freezer truck in Purfleet. And you're probably thinking, well, what's that got to do with the Tories? Well, those innocent people were coming here for a better life. The gig economy refers to them as supply. They would have been your future Deliveroo drivers, Uber Eats drivers, and Uber minicab drivers, and other type of 0 hours employment, much of it in the black economy. And I blame that tragedy on the Conservatives, the people who advocated and promoted and connived with the investors and founders of these shameless, slave-driving, exploitative, non-tax-paying companies. I don't think there's many of us that want another 5 years of that shite. Anyway, nice chatting to you all. Talk to you again soon. This is Drum Slayer, signing off. Bye.
We hope you have a blast. With one brain cell between them, I hope the boys will last. Our regular drum slayer, he's always a hit. With Sir Price and our Bobby, now fuck off, there's the exit.
Cab Chat Radio Show is brought to you in association with Plan Insurance, who you can call on 0800 542 2869 or find them on the web at planinsurance.co.uk/cabchat.
Thanks for that, Drum Slayer. That's our Drum Slayer, who's here every single week without fail. Thanks very much for that, Drum Slayer. Now, the Hack Shack Dinner and Dance is something that I started way, way back in about 1995, I think. It was all because cab drivers wouldn't go out for a Christmas night out before Christmas, so we started going out in January or February, and a few of us would go out for a drink or a meal somewhere, and it just grew and grew and grew until, in the end, we started sort of hiring the whole restaurant and again putting on entertainment, and then it went to the hotel at the, what was the Thistle at Brands Hatch. I pulled away from organising it a few years ago, and Ian Bingham, Tony Loftus and Peter Savage carried on doing it. I mean, it's sort of grown and grown and grown, and then they were felt dissatisfied with what was then become the Mercure at Brands Hatch. It changed from the Thistle to the Mercure at Brands Hatch, and so they looked for a new venue and came up with the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel and Country Club in Beersted in Kent, which is a lovely venue. I've got to say, really, really nice, and very convenient for me because it's quite close to where I now live. And the staff there were a lot friendlier, the food was better, every aspect about it was a hell of a lot better. And but unfortunately, Peter Savage no longer drives a cab at the moment. Tony Loftus no longer drives a cab. So it was going to be left that it was going to be cancelled this year. I decided to step in and take over with Ian Lingham. And we've unfortunately had to put the price up. The price hasn't been risen for 9 years. It was at £45 per ticket for 9 years. But due to increased costs at the hotel and things like that, we've had to raise the cost to £50 per ticket because it was a little bit tight trying to organise everything at £45 per ticket. So it's going to take part on Saturday the 8th of February 2020, next year. And the ticket price is £50 per ticket. The entertainment is being provided by the fantastic Joe Cartwright and John Cox, who collectively are known as the Jukebox Party Band. With a few extra things we've got planned for the evening: free course meal, wine on the table, coffee, everything, all included in the price. You can book a room at the hotel, either direct with the hotel or using a discount code that we've got. But this is basically the last call if you want tickets for it, because we've got to go down and pay for it on Saturday, on the 8th of January, or around about the 8th of January. And we look like we're going to be selling out. So if you do want tickets for the Hack Shack Dinner and Dance, if you've seen the flyer, either contact Ian or myself. If you haven't seen the flyer and you want more information, please get in contact with me. You can either contact me at jamie@london-taxi.co.uk or jamie@cabchatshow.uk, or give me a call or text message or whatever on 07743 161656. That's 07743 161656. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic night. It is fast growing into being the highlight of the taxi trade's social calendar. So if you haven't really had a night out over Christmas, which I know most cab drivers don't, then do consider coming along. So do consider coming along. You'll be amongst friends and you'll have a great night out. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for this week. Again, I'd like to thank Drum Slayer and Dal for their contributions, and also, even if they're not on the show, we have a WhatsApp group going where, you know, ideas are thrown around all the time. So I'd like to thank the rest of the team for their input and their inspiration. And as always, I'd like to thank you, the listener, for downloading, listening to this show all the time, and for being loyal to us. Also, I'd like to thank Plan Insurance for their continued sponsorship of the show. Until next time, I'd like to say thank you. If you're out there working, please stay safe, keep those doors locked, earn well, and most of all, as I always say, have fun. See you later. Bye-bye.
Well, that's the end of another Cab Chat show, and this bunch of idiots can go back to driving their cabs again, something they actually know how to do. Until next week, Have a great week. Thanks for listening.